Okay, welcome everybody. Today, doing a shiur in memory of Rabbi Ron Simon, who yesterday was his fourth Yahrzeit, 13th of Shvat. And the title of the shiur is The Kiddush Levana You Never Saw. I assume you've seen Kiddush Levana many times, but I want to make the case that there's a Kiddush Levana you've never seen. That's what I'd like to make the case for. So I want to start with a thought experiment. And the thought experiment is like this. Imagine you have a non-observant relative, and they are becoming interested in Judaism. And they ask you, okay, so I want to start. What experience would you bring them in? So you might say, well, might come for a Friday night dinner. Come for a Friday night dinner. That's nice. Or maybe a Purim Suda. They're more, if they like, a little more simcha. You might bring them maybe to Simchas Torah if they like that kind of vibe. Or they like a discussion, bring them to a Seder, Shua Shir, Chatz L'Shem, Chatz L'Chem, if you want to show them what a Yontif could be. But I guarantee you there are probably two scenarios that you would not bring them to. Scenario number one would be Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, there you are with the Lulav and Esrog walking around rather bizarrely around the Bima, and then you stop. And then you take a bundle of five Aravos, and you go down to, if you're following the Rambam, two or three times, but most people, until a few leaves shot and it gets ripped off. Because, quite frankly, that would be rather hard to justify. I mean, that would, you know, and quite frankly, you're happy that not anybody who's not an insider is watching you. That's scenario number one. Most likely not to invite the non-firm relative to. Second scenario is, imagine it's Motzi Shabbos. Somebody says, the Gabbai says, ah, Kiddush Levana. Okay, you take your Kiddush Levana card, you put on your coat, you go outside, there's a conversation. Do we see the moon? How much the moon? Is that a cloud? The whole conversation. And then there's a reading, there's a general aura of mumbling, this bracha. And then there's this weird Shalom Aleichem, one person doing it, Shalom Aleichem three times the same person. What's all that about? I'm not explaining that, by the way. And then there's people doing a little dance. There's a little moon dance. And then everybody goes home. If you just think about it as a not person, if in the from bubble, let's be honest, that is weird. It's a weird ritual. So the goal today is to take something from the world of the weird ritual to try to provide meaning and understanding about what the principles there. And we're going to add more questions, of course. And then specifically with the Kiddush Levana, with a sort of like a basics of a Kiddush HaChodesh, sort of a one-on-one on Kiddush HaChodesh, which will provide a context to understand what the Kiddush Levana really is all about. So we go to our first Mar Makom. This is the Ram Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud. Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud has the general Brachos Ariya, which is basically you see lightning, you see thunder, you make a special bracha, Otsam Matzah Brachos, Shekocho Rosam Aliolam. You see a sea, a moon, you see everything. And then in the middle of halacha, not even getting its own halacha, we have halacha tes zayin here. Haroa keshes ba'anan, one who sees a rainbow in the cloud, in the sky. Mavarach harochat Hashem al kemach olam zocher habrius neman bevritzo kayim b'mam mara. Okay, so it refers back to takes you back to Noach, and okay, that seems to be that makes sense, sort of self evident why you should get a specifically unique bracha. Okay. Then we get Haroa Lavana Bechidusha, one who sees the Lavana in his newness, okay? The first sliver. Mavara, and this is the Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam, blessed you Hashem, God of King Universe. Asher Bemamaro, Baruch Shechapim, who in his statement or command, he created the cosmos. Baruch Piv Kol Tzavam, and in his speech of his mouth, as it were, the entire host of stars, the heavenly the bodies. Chokuzman nasan lahem kelo yishano atakidasam. A law and time he put into them that they should not change their job, their objective. Tzostimus mechem asofetam konehem. The Rambam has a different verse than we have. They rejoice and they're glad to do the will of their creator, essentially. Poel AMS, They are actors of truth, Chipulas on MS, and their job is truth. Okay, so all right, so let's, what is that really, how are they stuck in information? Okay, we'll get to that. Lavana Omar, and to the Lavana Hashem said, you will renew to be the crown of glory to those who are born of belly, in other words, humanity, apparently from people, because they will be renewed like you. And for the glory of to the creator on the of his glorious kingdom. In other words, referencing Mashiach, he is amazing, the messianic era. Okay? And then you end up, Ruch Hashem Mechadesh Kadashim. Blessed you, Hashem, who renews the months. Okay. So, first of all, if the idea of the Kiddush Levana is to reflect on Hashem's Chachma of the cosmos, what's wrong with those Samas Abrashas? First of all, it's easy to remember. Okay. I mean, this is a lengthy thing. And then we're bringing in different themes over here. It seems to be a little extra. And notice it doesn't seem to be the necessarily a chid achia pesia. There's no word haroa levana bekedusha. If you happen to see the levana when it becomes new, you see it not like we do Saturday night. This is coming from the Masechet Soferim. The Ram does not seem to pass like the Masechet Soferim, but it seems to be that if you didn't do it, it doesn't seem to be necessarily a problem. Go to the next halacha. Btzarach levarach rachazum umad. Now we have a unique. Now gets you in the plot thickens. He tells you that when you make the bracha, you must be saying it standing. Why? Shekol mavorach al chodesh bismano. Anybody who makes a bracha on the new month in its appropriate time, keilu hikbil pnei shechina, as if he's accepting the face of the divine presence. Okay, how so? Ve'im lo bar beirach alah b'layla rishon. If you don't do the bracha, in contrast to we don't do the third day or seventh day. There's a whole debate. One is the start time. The Ram holds clearly the first second you see it. Even on as soon as the moon is absolutely visible, the first possible sliver, it seems that's when you should do it. Yesh lo levarach alav ad shisha asar yom b'chodesh. You can do it until to the midpoint of the month, ad shetismala pigi month, until the moon starts to. There's no more waxing of the moon. In other words, it's already hit. It's full. It's a full disc in the sky. So the questions is that number one is why is there a special bracha, especially lengthy, unique bracha to Kiddush Levana, number one. If it's just a bracha, God's Chachma, why are all the other ones not good enough? Shekocho, Brasei Mali Olam, or just have the first part. You know, if you're talking about God, he gave the focus man that they don't deviate, the cosmos work in perfect cosmic order. And put the chasima there. What's this connecting it to that Klal Yisrael is going to renew? It's like a rabbinical drush over here. And Klal Yisrael will renew like the Chodesh. I mean, it seems to be very flowery, very poetic there. Well, how does that fit into the whole package? And let's say if it's a Kiddush Chodesh, why can't I see it on? And if it's the 17th of the month, I can see the moon. Why can't I just make the bracha there? I see the moon. It's clearly there's an orbit. Why is Mechidusha? Okay? And of course, why is it the Hakel B'nei Shechina? In other words, if the Shechina means I see Chachmas Hashem in a very nicker way, lightning, thunder, all the atmospheric properties, all you know, can also be traced back to a thoughtful person, back to the Baruch Shamar V'Haya Olam. So what's going on over here? And then standing, which of course we can get to. If I have time, what's up with the dance, which is brought down in the Masechet Soferim? Okay, so we'll get to that. So the first move is to really go back to Perek Aleph of Bereishis, where the Torah says, "Vayomer Elokim yim oros brakia shamayim, lahavdil ben hayom ben halayla, vayul osos l'moadim liyamim v'shanim." And Hashem said, "The luminaries will be in the heavens of." To differentiate between day and night, and I didn't put now the rule of thumb of giving a shir, you don't put all the marmakumos on. It's just you have to have some special marmakumos off sheet. Truth is, I don't want to have more than one sheet because if you do If you have a three sheet thing, that already brings a measure of anxiety to the people there. So we want to keep the anxiety low. We'll just keep a reasonable quantity of marmakomos. So I'm going to do some marmakomos off sheet here. So, but the pasuk we're familiar with, so Hashem brings out the luminaries on day four to separate between day and night. And he says, strangely, what are they there for? La'otzos, ulamo'adim, v'yamim, v'shanim. They're for signs, they're for holidays, they're for days and for years. So Rashi immediately picks up on the Mo'adim, says, Al Shem Asid, not that there's any holidays in the time of Adam or Rishon, but rather in the future. Shasidim Yisrael Listabos Alamodos, Fa Yisrael is going to be commanded about the holidays. They nim nim lamoad alavana, and they're established and they're connected to the emerging of the Molad of the rise of the new moon. So there's a nexus between the new moon and the Moed, which is very critical. So what are all the Moados in general? What is the general theme? And we always say, Zeich L'Sius Ryan. It talks about different aspects of God's Hashkacha and Geula. That is the general theme of all the Moados. Pesach, the birth of the nation. Shavuos, the receiving of the Constitution, the Torah. Sukkot, God's enduring Hashkacha to Am Yisrael. God's providential relation to the Jewish people. Fulfillment of the Bris Avos. Beautiful. So the question is, what's it got to do with Levana? What's it got to do with Levana? It seems a little I understand that it is associated, but why does it have to be that way? I mean, is it just simply because, well, we have to have a certain calendar? We'll see that it's not just purely pragmatic aspects. We're gonna allow that to marinate. So basically, a working description is that when a person stands there on a Saturday night and looks up in the moon and makes a bracha, he's reflecting on two aspects of Hashem who is giving a chok. Hashem is giving the chok of the natural order, of the cosmos, of the process of the moon as it makes this 29 and a half day orbit around the earth, and which is discernible to your eye. So that's one chok. And all the chok of the chok of Hashkacha, which is going to be renewed in the Yemos HaMashiach. One source of chachma, two expressions of law. Law of the universe and law of humanity. Okay, so that's basically what it's saying in a succinct package. And apparently it's a Hakel B'nai Shekhinah, but at this level, I don't think if a person only learned Hilchos Brachos, I don't think they would really feel that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's true, but it doesn't feel so different than the lightning and the thunder, which has a little more drama to it. Where does a person feel the Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A tremendous, you see a tornado, you see lightning and thunder. That catches your attention a little more. A hurricane, an earthquake, whatever. The moon seems a little anticlimactic. So in order to appreciate that, we need to learn a little bit of Kiddush HaChodesh. So we're going to start with the Rambam, the Koteret. He says like this, the entire I think it's 19 chapters of Kiddush HaChodesh. Says mitzvah saseh achas, it's one mitzvah, and it says v'hi lechashev v'leida v'legboa v'ezayam hu tchilas kol chodesh v'chodesh mechadshei hashana. One mitzvah, that is to calculate and to know and to establish what day is the first of the month of the year. So what is there? There is a question that is saying, Dear Shuni, please. What question when you read this Koteret, what comes to mind here? We'll make it interactive. Right, it's like three mitzvahs, good. There are many verbs over here. And you might argue that you would argue that maybe those are instrumental of really the Kfiyas HaChodesh. It's like saying, you know what? There's what Rama says, there's a mitzvah of sukkah, and you have to buy the supplies, and then you need to build it, and then you need to live in it. But the Rama says, it's leisha v'sukkah, it's yishiv v'sukkah, kol shiva. That's it. Obviously, there can't be a sukkah unless it is purchased and built. So obviously, you cannot have a moon, you can't have a calendar or a new moon unless it's been calculated. Okay, so so what's going on here, the mentioning of these very verbs. So that seems to be suggested that it's somehow part of the substance of the mitzvah. But how so? Okay, so we're, and Okay, so let's go on to the next Mar Makom, which is this is in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. He says like this: Ein Rias Hayareach Mesura L'Chol Adam K'mo Shabbos Brachos. The Riyah, the witnessing of the seeing of the moon is not given over to all people. K'mo Shabbos Brachos Shkol Echad Moneh Shisha V'Shoveis B'Shvi, that counts 6 days and rest on the seventh. That seems to be, we say Hayom this morning. We said in the Shir Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Shem B'Shabbos. So that seems to be a key in this formulation. I don't know if it means an actual, if a guy, let's say a guy was not Moned, does that mean that that's a lack in the Shabbos? Okay, so there's a Ramban on that, but whatever that. Okay, but that's given over to all individual Jews. But rather, who is the Urias, who is Urias given over to? Ela Beisdin HaDavar Maser, given over to the Beisdin. Achikad Shehu. Until they makadish the Chodesh and they establish it as the day is Rosh Chodesh. Who yo Rosh Chodesh? Shenamar Chodesh Lachem. Eidazu Tiem Mesura Lachem. So number one, so this is the activity of setting up the new moon. Is given over to Basin. But you notice there seems to be, the Ram slipped in an extra little word there. What new word, what new verb did he just toss in there? Look carefully there. Whether he just slid an extra little word there, which doesn't seem to be like self-evident why that should be. What, it's okay, so he brought in the world of Aedis, which we're going to now, he's going to expand upon that. Exactly. Well, exactly. Notice the Beis Din is doing two activities. They're Makadish the Chodesh and they're Koveya the Chodesh. Why do you need two activities? What's going on there? In fact, when we're going to see when the Edom come and they're shown to be correct, they actually say the word Makudish Makudish to establish the new moon. So what's going on with that? Why can't just Koveya it? This is it. Rosh Chodesh will be on Tuesday. That's it. The previous month will be a chaser, and this is and that's done. Okay, let's keep on going. So the halacha vav, based in machashven becheshbonos keder shemachashven itzdagnim sheyodim mekomos akolchavim umehalacham. The based in it was the Sanhedrin would calculate the calculations, the math, the astronomy, as astronomers were to work it out, that know the place of the stars and their journeys. And they would debate and they would be very careful and precise in their calculation until they knew when is the new moon going to be visible. In other words, they knew this in advance. We're getting to a question, as you can imagine. Shulel Shloshim. Is the new moon going to appear in the sky in Yerushalayim on the night of the 30th day of the month? Okay, which will be a typical, because again, you have the reason why it's 29, it's on either the 30th or the 31st, because the amount it takes is 29 and a half days. So either it's going to be show, either the moon's going to show up on the 30th night or on the 31st, or at some point in that time. And if they know that it's possible to be seen, Yoshvim Mitsapin La'edim Kol Yom Pulo. The basin is open for business and they're waiting for people to show up. By the way, I didn't quote this halacha, but they have huge sudas available. So when people came to motivate people to show up, because, you know, a long time ago, you think that the Kiddush after davening is an American thing. No, this goes back to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, that you need to have the Edom to come. And what is the guy going to say? I mean, it's visible to everybody. I'm not getting off the couch. Chaim down the block, he'll go. So they encourage people by having big sudas. Show up, there'll be kishka, there'll be kugel, there'll be cake, there'll be sushi maybe. I don't even know. Okay? So they would go. So Iyim bo Edim, if the Edim showed up, the Darshum, the Chakrum, the Halacha, and they did a whole Trisha B'Chakira. They cross-examined them. They separate them. They did the whole process of Kabbalah Sa'idus. But Nemnu Devarim, and their words were found to be true, authentic. Makashnot, though, they would then Makash the Chodesh. Vim lo nira, but they didn't see it. Below Boedim, and Adim didn't show up. Mashlim and Shloshim, yay, Chodesh Mubar. So they would make the next day, the 31st day, Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Nobody, okay? Even if they, now, Vim Yodu Becheshbon She'ena Efshir Shireh, if they know that on the 30th night, it cannot possibly seem mathematically, it's an impossibility. Ein Yoshim, they don't, they're not open for business. Vim Tzaplin, and they're not looking, they're not waiting for Vim. Vim Bo, but if Adim come there, Adim show up anyways, Yodu Bevada Shem Eide Sheker, either they were Eide Sheker, because in the course of Jewish history, we had the problems with the Shomronim who were trying to destabilize the Masora and the Chacham Yisrael by, and the way to do that is to show that their governance of the Jewish calendar is they don't know what they're talking about, trying to completely undermine their authority. That's why they put up other fires when they would communicate the new news. Other than say where they were, so they would actually set up 8A Sheker to go and say, oh, we saw it today, just to make the whole thing to undermine the authority of Chazal. So, Shanir is Lahem Demuslafon Menav, or the person made a mistake. They thought this particular cloud looked like a Lavana, Beit Lavav Vahavadis, and it was not the actual moon. Okay, so now I'm just going to read one more luck, and then we're going to ask a bunch of questions. I'll just stop right here. What is there should be a very powerful, obvious question that comes out of this halacha. I'll put everybody on the spot, I'm just going to summarize halacha. Step one, what the Beis Din would do, they would work out astronomically, when will the molad be? When will the beginning of the new moon? And they know, it's going to be on the 30th night. They open for business. They wait for Adam. They encourage Adam to show up. They would cross-examine them. If it was fact that they knew that they saw in the right place, in the right position, this and that, it's Makudosh, great. And if not, if they know it's going to be on the next night, the Beis Din would not be open. And if they know people show up, either they made a mistake or they're liars. There's an obvious question. Yes. Exactly. Right. If you know when the mole is going to be, why do you need Adis? And why do you need the Right. So, and if you're going to do a re anyways, don't do the cheshbon. The whole thing seems to be a very unnecessary. And you may want to say, or if you, for some reason, you need the Adis. Let's say it's a Xeris Acosta. So let there be shluche based in. Have people who are excellent, who are trained, who know where to go, and know that they're told that you're going to see the way that it works is that there's about roughly a day that the moon is not visible because the moon only reflects the light of the sun. It's in perfect conjunction with the earth. That's called the moled. When it moves out of it, the first moon, when it can reflect a little aspect of a ray of the sun, that's what we call Rosh Chodesh. When it just comes out, it's the first moment out of the conjunction. So you get some Dayanim or some Shluchei Beis Din who are educated with astronomy 101. They have their lookout in, Harzei team. They stand here, look over toward the western part of the horizon at this time, and then do the official Meister Re'iyah of the Yireach, and then come in, we'll accept the thing, cut out the middleman. The Kiddush is canceled. The end. But yet, Israel is, and not only that, as you guys are familiar with, that when they do see it and happens to be Shabbos, they can be Michal Shabbos. So, well, that's where the Shomronim, exactly. Okay, so we have, we go on to Halacha Zion. Mitzvah Hasei Min HaTorah, Al Beis Din Sheyachashvu V'yedu Im Yira'e Yareach Im Lo Yira'e. So it's a mitzvah from the Torah for the Beis Din to do the Chishav and to do the idea. The Sheyirshu as a Edim, and they should investigate the witnesses. Ad Shikachu as the Chodesh, until they Makaj the Chodesh. V'yishlechu V'yodim as Shara'am. And then they send out messengers to inform the rest of the people. Be'eze Yom Hu Rosh Chodesh. What day is Rosh Chodesh? Why? Today, turn the page. Sheedu be'ezi yom heim hamodos. What day is the holidays? Shenamar asher tikroson mikrei kodesh, that they shall declare them the holy gatherings, the moados. Shenamar b'shemartes achukazos lemoada. You guard this law every year or in this appointed time. So, What is the Rambam saying is the essence of Kiddush HaChodesh? For the Mo'adim. So it's not, people think like the Jewish calendar. First of all, in this time, there is no Jewish calendar. Because remember, they're doing it, Kiddush HaChodesh, how many times, how often? Once a month. So you have no, you got no, you can't say, let's have a chasta in July. Your calendar is Shvat. Now okay? You don't have, there is no Jewish calendar in Bismanha Sanhedrin. I mean, they know the math, but every month is a new Mekadesh HaKodesh. Kind of a little weird. You know, and if the whole point is the Moada said we should have Pesach should be on the 15th day of Nisan. So what's the rest of what's Shvat? I mean, what's Adar? You know, it seems to be a little bit anticlimactic over there. Where the whole Kiddush HaChodesh is for the Moados. And so we are not used to this because we have Hil HaSheni after the disbanding of when the Gauls got so difficult. They felt they knew the math. They create an algorithm that they can calculate. You know, we can know when Pesach is going to be in 5,000 years from now. Okay, so we're used to a Jewish calendar. You know, go to hecal.com, put in a certain date. When will Pesach be in 2125? If you're in the weird mood to do that, you'll know it'll be April 6th. Okay, good. You know, I mean, first of all, it just seems a little weird. Like, what's the advanced planning? Most people's lives seem to exist beyond 1 month at a time. That's a little bit on the planning instrumentality seems to be a little spot. So, what's really the yes, the Mo'adim will be established with great precision, but you only know Pesach, you're not going to know Shavuos. I mean, you will know, once you do Pesach, you will know because you're an account from the Omer. But you're not going to know when Rosh Hashanah is. When is Rosh Hashanah going to be this year? We'll see. We'll find out. So it seems a little strange. Okay, next Rambam. You don't establish new moon, new months, and we also have to Ma'abra the Shana. As you can know, there is a little less than 11-day differential between the solar calendar, between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. So roughly every 3 years-ish, you need to add a month to make sure that Pesach is called the Chag Aviv. And in fact, it will correlate with the springtime. So that's a special mitzvah. We're not getting into that today. But he said, the only machash that El Beretz Yisrael, Shnei Mark, he meets Zion, Tetzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yishalayim. Why? Because from Zion shall Torah come forth, and the word of God from Jerusalem. Okay. If you got a great Talmud Chacham, and he got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, and he goes to the diaspora, and there's no great Chacham like him. This actually happened. This was Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara talks about other guys also. But if they know somebody is equal to him, and certainly if he's greater than him, he is forbidden to establish and to mabr the Chodesh, do anything outside the land of Israel. If he does, it's nothing. So what is the question on this halacha? What? Yeah, so if it's a universal, and so therefore should always be an Eretz Yisrael. So and if you go by the Chachma, then I should go by where the guy is. Even if the Chachma, even in Far Rockaway. Lahavdil, then Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, okay? So, and also, what does that do with Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah? That's also a little weird. What does Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah have to do with Kiddush HaKodesh? If you look up in Yeshaya, what does Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah talk about? Yeshaya depicts Yemos HaMashiach, which Rebbe described, what is Yerushalayim really to be? Yer Chachma. Where in the end of days, in Yemos HaMashiach, Yerushalayim will be the intellectual epicenter of the world, and not Jews, but humanity will come streaming toward it, and will learn to, as it says, to learn the Derech Hashem, to live based upon the Das Emes. And that's kimis yontesi tara. That's the tara. So how is this the Torah? How is Timithion Tethi Torah? So it seems to be, and as Moshe pointed out that right. So it's, okay. So then how do you understand that? In other words, if there's no guy like him and he's a nismach for Eretz Yisrael, he could do it in Chutz La'aretz. But if you have an equal guy or better, that he can do it. That must go. It reverts back to Yerushalayim. So that has to be explained. Okay. He and the basin that he has is doing all the activities, doing the Kiddush HaChodesh and the with the Edim. He's doing everything, but it's not in Yerushalayim. It's going to be in Babel. It's going to be not in Eretz Yisrael. So that's strange. So we have a number of questions here. Just to review, the central question of the Shir clearly is what if the Sanhedrin, who has the responsibility to do the Kiddush HaChodesh, is engaged in astronomy and knows precisely, with max mathematical certainty, precisely when the Moed will be? Why do we have Adis? And why is it Adis passed on to Klal Yisrael? That is the central question. And then we have these additional questions. And then why should it be done in Yerushalayim? Why is that a priority? And also, why don't we have a year calendar? That seems to be, why don't we get a year at a glance? It seems to be a rather helpful tool. If you're a Google calendar guy or you're an Outlook calendar guy, it seems to be rather, you have an appointment. You can put it out there for, 6 months at a time. Here you get 30 days. That's it. Okay, so I found a way to really address it. So first of all, I want to give a yasher koach to my chavrusa, Rabbi Yoni Sachs. I also got a chance, the opportunity to bounce some of these ideas off Rabbi Mann by helping me with the shir. We have a chabura in Kiddush HaChodesh with Rabbi Sachs and a bunch of other guys. We've been using Rabbi Nachum Rabinovich, the Yad Pshuta, who brings down a tremendous amount of great source material. Also explains some of the astronomy, which is very intimidating, but it's, once you break it down, it's not so complicated. So far, I'm only up to Perek Yud Aleph. We'll keep you posted on that. But he brings down a beautiful Gemara, which really, I think, really opens up the entire vista of what's happening here, which will literally reframe the entire, it did for me, our sense of a Kiddush HaChodesh and time is all about. So the Gemara says as follows: I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. I'm Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Mishum bar Kapara. Kol hayodel lechashay betkufos lemazals ve'ina choshev ala olav hakasav omer. Yes, Paul Hashem lo yabitu ma'ase yadav lo ra'u. He says like this: anyone who has the ability to calculate the seasons and the constellations and does not do so, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, the works of Hashem you do not see, and the creations of his hand you do not observe. All right, so he's being excoriated. Conversely, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayim shen mitzvah al ha'adam lechashay b'tkufos mazalos. Where do you know what's the source in the Torah that there's a mitzvah for a person to calculate the seasons and the mazalos and the astronomical constellations and movements? Shnemar u'shmartem v'asisem, and you shall guard it and keep it, referring to the mitzvos. Ki chachmaschem u'binaschem le'enei ha'amim. What is your wisdom and your discernment in the eyes of the nations? Eza chachma ubina shi le'enei ha'amim. What is the wisdom and discernment which is in the eyes of the nations of the world? Haviomer zeh tishav tkufas mazalos. That is the calculation of the seasons, astronomical seasons and constellations. Okay, so notice what he does not say. He does not say the mitzvah is to Mekadosh, is to know the Kiddush HaChodesh. What the Gemara here, Ben Pazi is telling us, is that spending time to learning the astronomical calculations what we call astronomy, is a big mitzvah. And if you have the ability to do so and you don't do so, you are you're shot. You get the muster of Yeshaya that you can see the creations of Hashem and you don't look at it. It's like it's a bizu Hashem. And conversely, you have the ability to do that. What are you accomplishing? You're demonstrating the chachma to humanity of the Torah. So the question is, but notice not the Kiddush HaChodesh. It's more broadly. And also, why is learning astronomy such an impressive display of chachmas Torah to the nations of the world? If you look in the Ram Kiddush HaChodesh, the system that he utilized is not of Jewish origin. It's from a Greek origin called Ptolemy. They use the Ptolemaic astronomy. In other words, until Copernicus and Galileo and then Newton, the Ptolemaic way of calculating the motions, the seasons and the motions was remarkably precise. In other words, he believed in a geocentric universe, the earth in the center and the sun goes around it. But he worked out the observable, what you would look up in the sky, he would give you the ability to calculate with absolute precision based upon a incomplete, what we'll call it, a false model. And he did some mathematical cheshbonos and with epicenters, very cool. But it was so functionally good, it lasted in humanity, in the scientific tradition, for centuries. And the Rambam's Kiddush HaChodesh is based upon that system. So it's funny. So I'm going to spend my time learning the Ptolemaic system, which is ultimately Egyptian and Greek. How am I showing the chachma? It's not even my own tradition. So how's that? Where's the big Kiddush of that? Where's the big Kiddush Hashem in that? So that's, how does that show? Because remember, ki chachmas minatim, I'm referring to the chukim, really. So how does that fit into the whole, where's the excellence there? It's like, a Jew went to Harvard, and he got a PhD in math. That shows, is that automatically a Kiddush Hashem of ki chachmas? Or is a smart Jew who knows math and science? Okay, there's many such Jews. How does it show the superiority of the Torah system? It doesn't seem to. So we're going to have to answer that. So thankfully, right, Rabinovich brought down this tshuva. The guy asked this guy, this is a kind of tshuva that I feel, I'm going to try to say it, read it in a certain way. You can literally hear the Rambam speaking. It's very short. I'm going to try. I literally heard the Rambam speaking through the ages. I'm going to read it to you, and I think you're going to hear him. You're going to hear the Rambam, Bechvod of Asma. Let's see if I can accomplish that. So the question, this was a guy named Rav Ephraim from Tzur, that's in Lebanon. And he asked a Shiloh, and he quotes his Gemara. He's asking a question on the Gemara. But Ma Shamru Hayodei Lachashay B'tikuv Mazalos Vein HaMachashay. The Gemara says, and anyone who knows how to calculate the astronomical seasons and the constellations and does so, etc. So he asked a couple of questions. How do you do this? And what do you get out of this? Is it because he used the lashon? Because minayin, where is the mitzvah? So what's the mitzvah in this? He wants to know what is the halachic content of the statement in the Gemara Shabbos. Okay. The Ram answers, Chishav tekufos mazalos ki chachmas hatachuna b'chlal. The calculations of the seasons and the constellations is the wisdom of astronomy. That's what they call astronomy, tachuna. V'amartem, kol hayodev ein machashe ratalomer, mi sheyesh b'yechol aso, b'lahavin osa. Anyone who has the capacity to understand it, below seichel tov, and he has a good mind, v'kara Hakdamot, Zosa Chachma, he has learned all the preliminary studies for this science. Ve'ena Osikba, and he doesn't do it. In other words, he has the training, he has the education, he has the mental capacity, and he's done the preliminary work. And he's ready. He's on the edge to be able to go into the sugya. And he doesn't. That's who the Gemara is excoriating, says the Rambam. And this is where the Rambam hears the Rambam's voice. Umasha Marchem, and that which you have said, Ma Yatza Mizeh, what comes out of this? What is the practical benefit of this? Far be it, Rav Meir b'Braisa of Omer. Rav Meir articulated, clarified it in the Braisa. Histakel b'Maisav, look deeply into Hashem's creations. Shemito kach atamaker amisha amar v'haya ola, through which you recognize the one who spoke and the world was. There's a sharpness to that muster. He says, what do you get out of this? What do you mean, what do you get out of this? This is everything, dude. This is it. This is the whole thing. This is Yediyas Hashem and Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, Histaka B'Maisa. And he says, Umitchilas Chiborenu HaGadol Yibayer Elu HaYikarim. At the beginning of our great composition, the Mishnah Torah, which is Hilchos Yesodia Torah, where he gives the best model of the universe available at his time, and he will explain these basic principles. In our Ma Yatsam, he was like, that was like, it bothered him. What do you mean, like that? Patrick, what's the? It's like the guy was looking for like a Mishnah Berurah answer to. You saw the Torah, you know, it's like, you're missing the boat, dude. This is it. This is the whole package. This is it. So I think with this Gemara and the Rambam's highlighting of the, you know, in his rather stiff response to the Ma Yatza Mizeh, we can really go back and explain, I believe, the essence of Kiddush HaChodesh. Because if you start with the premise that Kiddush HaChodesh is just a practical timekeeping device in order to make sure that Pesach is done precisely in the springtime and all the Moados follow in a precise time, you're stuck. You don't need the you don't need Re'iyah. You got the calculations. You got the math. You got the algorithm. You're done. And one could argue that our calendar is even better because we can calculate now to the end of time. You need a ring at all. But if you take the one move is that basically this is not essentially a practical. It has two objectives, Sur Meira and Ase Tov. Let's talk about Sur Meira. How did and do people relate to moons and stars and the constellations in general? Back then and even today, mystically, idolatry. That's the source of Avodah Zarah. It's the world of Avodah Zarah, born under a bad star. People still read astrology columns today. Adiyom Hazeh. You know, the universe wanted this to happen today. You know what I mean? The idea of Mother Earth. Now it's just the Avodah Zarah shifts. It's now a New Age phenomena. It's channeled through crystals, all kinds of, and we're talking about many, many, many people. This is not. So the world of the motion of the moon and the stars is the world of the mystical idolatrous man, which is unfortunately live and well today. Very much so, healthily alive today. So imagine an Am who every Rosh Chodesh time are waiting. First of all, they've learned the basics of Kiddush HaChodesh. So they're looking at the phenomena in a mathematical, astronomical way, with precision, in a Chachma orientation. Already they're removing the moon and the stars and its motion out of the realm of magic, mysticism, and Avodah Zarah. They're moving into the realm of the Chachmas Hashem. Kokuzman Nasalahem Shiloh Yishanu Tapdam. Sakumus Mechem Astos Konam. They're having a different experience. And everybody's encouraged to participate on this grand astronomical project. And then then they run to the base and they know the Sanhedrin has, they know that. And now they're going through a whole And that's really the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is the sanctification of Klal Yisrael being removed from Avodah Zarah, and that the Mawado should be established by what? The Pachmas Hashem. The Histakol B'maisav, because with that, Mitokach Makir is Mish Amar Vayom. That kind of Jew is a different Jew. That's a different society. We have never seen this before in our lives. We have individual, isolated chachamim who can share divrei chachma. But you've never seen a society that the enterprise of chachma is a living, breathing reality that is moving through the am. It's something which is like we have to recreate. We, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael b'zman hazeh, we have in the last 20, 30 years seen a greater diving into the world of mysticism and magic and skulos, etc. We need Kiddush HaChodesh like never before, insofar as the Kiyum HaMitzvah. We don't have that. We do not have that. We have people dancing before the moon, but I'm nervous I don't even want to know what that is. It's like the opposite of Kiddush HaChodesh. They should not dance. They should not dance because they're not a bar hockey of dancing. Because the dancing is if you see, as the Meiri says on the thing, explaining the same, it means you're appreciating the Chachmas Hashem and how it's coursing through the universe and how it's also the foundation of our Moados. Our holidays are based upon Chachma, science, the Chachmas Hashem. What is July 4th based upon? And Thanksgiving. We can ascribe some better virtues, Thanksgiving, whatever it may be, but it's not connecting the histaka b'maisav to that we have a nation who is dedicated to appreciate it on a monthly level, the astronomical order organized, you know, and each person, of course, you're going to have your Einstein, but then everybody down, because you can have a basic mathematical training, your basic astronomical training, and relating to that world in a basic level. It's a different Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a different person. That's why I said, that guy is the Hakel B'nei Shechina. He's standing because he sees a different moon. He doesn't see the ascetic moon of it's a beautiful moon, it's a lovely night. He's not lost in the poetic drama of the new moon. He is appreciating the moon as being as an expression of the very precise calculation of Hashem's order. Po'alayim, po'alayimes, they reflect the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different Kiddush HaChodesh. You're having a different experience. That's why. So the minug that the Sechet Sofrim is bringing down is the guy stands like he's like Shimon Esri. He's Omer L'fnei Hashkina because he sees that. I'm not sure we see that. I know I didn't see that. I'm not seeing it. I'll talk about myself. I don't think I ever saw. I never saw. I never appreciated that because I didn't have the education to really. You need to have an education about the whole Kiddush HaChodesh to be able to really be Makadosh Luvana. Because you're not really in the sudya. Yes.
Yeah, just a question.
Like,
why is this limiting? Why is this more limiting individuals
who know how to count? And they don't. Because you can't. It's like we said many times. You cannot mandate perfection. You cannot mandate every Jew as a philosopher and a metaphysician. But notice how they're starting. Look at the educational philosophy here. That guy may not be able to know how to reconstruct a mathematical model, an astronomical model, okay? But he can see the moon, and he can know that this is based upon astronomy. He can get like a high school level of understanding, and that's what he's chayav to do. The Torah works with a person where they're at. We now, if you're living in Yerushalayim or in that environment, you're within a day or two travel. You have a mandate to, you know, it's going to be the 30th or the 31st, because you know how long a lunar month is, to go and specifically participate in this grand mitzvah. And you're going to look. So now it causes engagement. It's causing the entire seaboard to be engaged in a mitzvah. Even if, and that's why it's interesting, halacha, when the kat adam do, what they don't do is like this. Let's say eight group number one comes in and they are in fact, they check out, they do the drish kira, they're good. They don't tell the other 200 kots of Adam, go home. They ask each person to come in, and they ask them Rosh Hashanah. Because they want to encourage the enthusiasm to the mitzvah of engaging on this grand project. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to say, like, why should I come? The guy ahead of me is going to know it, and that's it. Well, it's game over.
So just as someone was saying that, like, the whole philosophical idea of Krishna Bhadrach is to recognize God's
It's a mitzvah that we should have a system where the mawados are founded on a sense of time which is emerging from the Chachmas Hashem, and the reason why every Jew is encouraged to participate because we want it to be the norm that Klal Yisrael is not just a Yechidei school, not the great Jewish Chachamim are involved in the Chachmas Hashem. Each person on their level, so everybody can look up in the sky and see a moon. And they know what's going on, and they ask questions, they get involved in the silicon. They start from the visible and they go to the abstract.
And by being doing it themselves wouldn't accomplish that.
No, because then you're cutting out because then you're cutting out the transformation of the cloud. If you want the Pesach to be a Pesach which has a substratum of a starting with the mice, the Yad Hashem, the Chachmas Hashem, in other words, you start notice how the bracha starts off. Chokuzman, God is the God of the cosmos, the Chok of the cosmos, and the Chok of Geula. So you want to have both. You want to have both the dimensions of your Pesach.
My question is, like, in the realm of Kabbalah, like the Rambam says, speaking Kabbalah one, right? So, meaning very specific to what the purpose is. So how do we? I understand like the idea helps with the philosophical culture. But in terms of, like, practically, if this is specific to the purpose of knowledge, like, why would the Rambam just say that this is the point of knowledge?
The reason why I believe that the Moados, which the established, in other words, the whole Kiddush Kodesh is to create the unique framework of that the Moad should be appreciated, because we're trying to establish the Moad on a Yisod of God as the, not just the Goel Yisrael, but God as the Osem Maaseh Breishis. And which again, we have this theme recurring. We have it again in the Birchas Kriyas Shema. Yosef Amoros, Ava Rabba. These are the two themes. So here's the thing: if you don't have a Chachma principle asserting itself, what automatically fills the void? A person's emotions and mysticism and magic. So it's a Sur Meira, removing the entire cosmos from the world of magic and idolatry. Putting into the world of the chachma, of the math and the science, each person on their own level, and therefore building the entire Moada process to be based upon that, which is creating and then imagine a society. Imagine if the non-Jews saw the Jewish people who had this intellectual enterprise as being the foundation of their calendar. In America, everybody's working for the weekend, so I endure the pain of my work week so I could party and get drunk on the way. That's what their calendar is based upon. Our calendar is about starts off with Chachma, ends up with a celebration of God's Geula. It's a different quality of being. To put it very simply, Yahadis is ahead of its time. We're living in a world that you can't even understand that your calendar is reflecting great Chachma. And therefore, and by extension, the Moados, which is an expression of that, is a full add on to that. So that really is standing for the Lachmanoshkina. If you have that appreciation, that's why the both themes in the bracha. Right now, let's take Israel for example, the embodiment of the Jewish people. Everybody celebrates Israel for its great technological tech innovations, cyber innovations, okay? Even medical things. Certainly not political success. But unfortunately, if you look at Israel today, would you say that Klal Yisrael expressing Yadus today reflects great Chachma? No, just the opposite. The opposite, literally living in the Dark Ages. The most primitive ideas are dominant. It's a disaster. Okay? How far from the Kiddush HaChodesh we are, there's no words really, okay? I get this. There's, I have a, I'll just give you a story. There's a person that I know that insists on sharing the segula of the week with me on WhatsApp. Just, you say this 15 times. This is a good, this is a special, we just had Bashalach, the segula of the month. Say this 5 times. It's just voodoo. We're living in the age of voodoo. The mitzvah is such a, it's just going to take, is going to, that's a kiddush. It's a tahara. It's a tahara of the Jewish people, which is going to happen. Just not today. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. I think, so therefore, going back to Kotera, to every element is a critical part of the substance. Lachashev, just to thinking about it. That's all, it's not the practical thing. And Yediyah, coming to the conclusion, that's a substitute. And then the practical Kviyas HaChodesh. Each one is a vital component. It's like we have mitzvah, we have lulav. The Asherah, the lulav, the Arava, and the Hadas are all equal components, and they're imakiv one to another. They are a composite that makes the totality of the mitzvah lulav. This is a composite that makes the totality of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. You need all of it. Okay? All right, so I don't want to go over time. Okay, so with it again. So the point is that the fact that we have used a paradigm from the Goyim to reflect Chachmas Hashem, it doesn't make a difference, because the thing is not the paradigm. Because you can say, well, that's a wrong paradigm. Because as Rebbe pointed out when we're talking about Perek Aleph of Yesodei Torah, the Rambam is basing upon his Yedias Hashem on Aristotelian principles, which are factually not true. There's no Yedias Hashem anymore. No, as he said, you have to move the principle one step more universal. That your Yedias Hashem has to come from a part of your mind, which is Chachma. Everybody has to, and by definition, you are limited to being in what they call in time and place. You only have the paradigm of your time. You don't have the blessing of having the astronomical paradigm of 5,000 years from now. We have our paradigm. It's always going to be incomplete, because Chachmas Hashem is near, is infinite, and our mind, we're finite, and we only have an incomplete model. That's it. But it's still coming from the Chachmas Hashem. So we're utilizing Tolbi. He's a great guy. And maybe we'll create, and maybe if Fly Strolls on a higher level, we have our own paradigm. We'll improve upon that. Maybe. I don't know. But it doesn't make a difference, because it's about being a Chacham, that we have a Chachma, we have a society of a civilization of Chachma. It's not the fact that we're using just yet. We're not, it has to be ours. That's the most non-Chachmatic thing to say. It's from a Greek. Is it a Goy? No. He has the most beautiful system. You got to appreciate the godless in that. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. When you check out, you go on YouTube, there's many nice little scripts of it. It's unbelievable. Anyways. Eretz Yisrael. So ideally, we want to put this great Chachma experience in the makam of Kimitzion Tetzi Torah. That the Ir Chachma should reflect the highest national adventure in Chachma, which is the monthly Kiddush HaChodesh. It should be a day. But if the greatest Chacham is not there, okay, then we follow the Chacham. But if somebody's equal to him, we put it back for the Kiyum. So therefore, that the Ir Chacham of Yerushalayim should reflect the Ir Shechina, which reflects, Shechina means seeing in the eye of your mind Hashem's principle in a very evident and clear way. So if you have that Yediyah, should be in the place where the Makam Shechina, which is the base of Mikdash. That would be ideal. So everything comes together in a beautiful harmony. But if because of Amasina HaRabim, we are in Galus, and the great Chacham is not in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Kiva is having to be pushed out. So we got to go with the Chacham. Because it's ultimately a Chacham encounter with the Borei Olam through astronomy. And then apply down to the simple Jew who doesn't know anything, but he can look up in the sky and he knows there, and then he's going to engage in conversation. There'll be a whole discussion. He'll pick up things. He might learn about Kiddush HaChodesh to his level. He'll grow. He'll grow. He'll be lifted up by everybody else. So that was that. I don't know if I answered all the questions. I think the fundamental motive. Yes, question. Say it again.
You went to them a lot.
So what I'm trying to suggest is like this, that the two themes of seeing God as the God of the universe and God of the Hashkacha, God of, you know, God, the God of the cosmos and the God of Hashkacha is found in the Moadim, not just because the overt principle of the Moadim is Gol Yisrael, Seichus Yisrael. So God is God's Hashkacha. But now we're linking the God Hashkacha to the Yotzer Ma'oros, that we should see God in a more quote-unquote complete way. And therefore, the entire calendar is expressing this Yisod. So it has, so therefore, our Yedias Hashem or our Avos Hashem is more robust. It's not just, because what happens to when you just focus on the Hashkacha? Then basically Judaism becomes a nationalism. We're Hashem's favorite child. Hashem looks out for us. And we don't care about anything else. But when you move the camera back on a universal level, our sense of our significance as being uniquely special starts to go away. There's a Bria out there. It's not even a person. It's not even a nation. Not even humanity. It's a totality of, notice the Lashon of Rebbeir, so beautiful. Histakol v'maisav. All the Maisei Hashem. You know what I'm saying? It's a big picture. That's a different Pesach, because you're bringing in the most universal perspective of God of the universe into the Seder. Now, obviously, in Judaism, we always focus on different themes at different times because you can't think of everything at the same time. It doesn't really work. But you're saying, but the calendar, because the Yareach is part of the Bria, and it's the most closest and discernible thing for us. Therefore. That is the use has always been used by humanity as an instrument of keeping time. So the point is, I don't think it would be so treif if, in addition to your Kiddush Levon, that you had a secular calendar to plan your birthday party in March. I don't think it's on Nisr. I don't see the fact that we don't know when is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz going to be right now doesn't seem to be so significant in and of itself. You know, there are people who are like, great, Mach, don't use a Hebrew date. I don't know. I'm not a... That's not the focus. It's not about the practical. It's about revolutionary Klal Yisrael's concept of time, Bore, the Moados. It's got bigger aspirations than using our cultural terms of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. You know what I mean? So
how do you explain the long brach, the long winded brach?
Oh, so I think with this we can explain the long. I hope we can explain the long winded brach by saying that. Let me just read the long. Let me now take all that we have learned and go back to the Brach. Okay, let's do it like that. So we start off. You look at the Yareach. Now notice the Ram. Now you see the Ram is another thing. It should be the beginning point. Point of Ram should be day one. Right when you see the beginning of the process, it's a celebration and under appreciation of the process of the Kiddush HaKodesh. And then the guy looks up and he sees the Yareach. And then he says, "Bless you, Hashem, King of the Universe, who b'mamaro barach shachim barachim nasan kol svam focus man nasal em shleishan sathkidam." So therefore, he's articulating God, who is the Borei Olam, created the universe, created these constellations, and then within the constellations, he created a very precise that they manifest an absolute precise order. That the language of the cosmos is math. And he sees exactly the motion of, in very clear step by step, the orbit or the elliptical orbits of these things. And they don't change. As if, now why are they susum b'smechem? Obviously, these are balls of gas. These are rocks, essentially. But they were, just like you imagine a person who's, imagine you had an employee and they were happy to be at work. So they show up early, they show up exactly on time. And they do their tafkidim precisely because they get personal enjoyment from doing their job. You know, you always see like a craftsman, a master craftsman. They enjoy their malacha. They like doing it. So they do it with precision. The fact they can do it with precision is a joyous experience for them. So by poetically, by analogy, the Lavana and the moon and the stars are moving because they're happy to be the instruments of God's Chachma. They're happy to, quote, as it were, if they were a person, would do that. Exactly. There's no conflict and they're happy to do it. So they do it with the absolute precision as a person who was happy to do a job with no conflict because they get personal joy from that. So that's the sitter is filled with with poetry. It's a poetic way of saying that point. And the pole and mesh, of course, and that they reflect the truth of the cosmos, the chacham that is moving it. And then we have the shift to God of Hashkafa. And Hashem said to Lavana that you shall renew to be a crown to mankind, because we'll be renewed as well, which is talking about Yemos Mashiach. So therefore, it's the two expressions of the Borei Olam expressed in a poetic manner. I can't say why they use these words or that words, but being that the way the Rei Man had a nice way of saying it, says when you see a thunder, the thunder is sort of a chefza. You see the phenomena, the awe, you're now saying, oh, Samasa Bracious. Here, it's appreciation of the process of the moon's becoming, of manifesting that chachma it is sort of a sliver, then it reflects more light based upon its motion. And therefore, to appreciate that the chachma process, which is the yareach, that to articulate that more, is to say Shavuot, because again, you're talking about appreciating the Shekhinah, that gives you a heter, if you will. There's a matir, use a lot of terminology, it's a matir to be able to mishabeach the Borei Olam in a more extensive and effusive way. So you're not just talking about just one dimension. You're appreciating the whole Chachma process. So therefore, you should stand up. If you want to be machmer like the Masechet Sofrim, you put your feet together. And if you're a guy who's, I would call, if you're a gabra who's a Kiddush HaChodesh kind of guy, I think you could dance, but I think it'd be wrong for a person to dance, because it's not a dancing. We're not like, it's not like, oh, it's not like a simcha. You know what I mean? It's not that. It's a lag v'lishchina. So that has to be. But you have to be honest. Am I perceiving the shchina here? Am I, or I'm not? Or I say, look, I'm not this month. I'm not there yet. I'm going to discharge my halachic obligation to the thing. Saying the words of the person who, as if he were appreciating the Shekhinah, and I hope that my limudim will continue to be able to be a person who will extend their studies in this area. Yes. Okay, what's the question? Hold on, let me get the question. Okay, we're going chat now here. Okay, a lot of our customs involve symbolism to integrate some concepts, such as the things we eat on Pesach or Tu B'Shvat, for example. Schools were shared by rabbis. They do have this tremendous true chachma, a connection to Hashem. Wouldn't it be a shortcut to say that all schools are bad? Could we say it depends on the mindset of the person? Okay, so that's the topic of schools is a sheer in and of itself. I'll just say there's a whatever schools really are, but there's a school and there's a school mentality. And the school mentality I want to share is a person who's trying to find a shortcut to find sort of a trick to manipulate Hashem to get good stuff. That is what I believe the Torah and Avraham Avinu was warring against, and that war is not over. And in fact, the war is even more extreme than it ever was before. So if a person feels that they're going to get greater parnasa by sticking a key in their challah and saying the man many times, personally, my opinion, one man's opinion, I think it's not Judaism. That's my opinion. So apologize for that in advance. But and I'm just saying, because I think they're looking, because otherwise, cut out all the mitzvahs and just make a very simple Torah, keys and challahs, and we'll write certain parts of the Torah on sacred scrolls, and we'll repeat them multiple times, and we'll call it a day. Okay, if you want, okay. To me, that is a voodoo Judaism. That's not what Avraham Avinu, and that's not what the Rambam was very emphatic trying to think. But unfortunately, right now, the Rambam is not winning. The Rambam will win, but he's not winning today. But our job is to learn the Torah and share the Torah. Questions? Boshet.
Specify the difference between Kiddush HaChodesh and Kiddush
HaChodesh. I didn't answer the question. Okay, so the Kiddush HaChodesh is once the Adam come, and they have the true testimony that they saw the correct moon. So the reason why it's Mekudesh, because that really is, we say it in their davening, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. That moment when the whole process is complete, that is the Klal Yisrael. We sanctify the moon, but we'll simultaneously sanctify Klal Yisrael, because if they engage in this process of the taharas of the mind, A. Two, Then they have the halachic obligation of now we're going to do a ma'aseh basin of koveying this that the 30th day or the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. That's the halachic mechanism. But the key, they say mekudesh mekudesh, it is sanctified. I think that's suggesting the because they want to show there's two components here. There is sort of there is the practical establishing of the technical Rosh Chodesh, and then there is the kiyum hametz, if you will, which is the kedusha of the yareach, which is the kiddush haChodesh. And by extension, hopefully, the Kiddush of Am Yisrael. Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanu. In other words, it's through the Maisa Basin and this whole process, Klal Yisrael is being Mekadosh, and therefore it can produce the Zmanu. You know what I'm saying? So there's two components. Thus, the two terms.
You're saying you're elevating the physical astronomical phenomenon to a phenomenon of your
Makir Smisha Amar Leo. Exactly. That is the Maisa Kiddush. That's the Kiddush of Chodesh. And then they have to. Then there's a ma'aseh basin or koveya. That's why the Ram helps us by using those two terms.
I'm just trying to find kedusha. Right. Maybe elevating. Maybe what
you say. Yes. Kedusha is the kedusha is that they are that kedusha is that they are they saying this new moon is reflecting the fact that it was accomplished through a chokma, a yediyah of Am Yisrael, and that is and they've been elevated, have been differentiated through that act of mind, and now we're going to have the practical application. It's Rosh Chodesh.
Just say what your Makadosh will want by rendering it a vehicle.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. I think it's
okay. So, with Benny.
Yeah. Benny.
There's a lot of stuff. I just want to just add, because the Brook Yosef, also, I have some ideas on that. But I think it's going to be. I don't want to go too overtime. I know there's a norm of Sunday morning, and we have to respect that. So I just want to. What? Oh, that's the shir. I don't lachal moshe kina here. So the brook, for example, if you say the brook yotzreach brook, notice you use the four shemos of a kadosh baruch hu. Again, that would make sense for a guy who's thinking about in three terms. You're thinking four, like he's a Oseh, he's a Yotzreh, Konech. You're thinking you're in a metaphysical state of mind. So that makes sense. Interesting, the next person says Simantov, let's say Mazatov. Just say that, because, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Simantov and Masechet Sof. The Ram, by the way, very clear, the Ram Paskin does not Paskin like that. I'm very confident the Ram was aware of Masechet Sofrim, which was in around the year 750, which was about 300-400 years. It's in the time of post-Gemara, early Gaonic time. He didn't pass in that way. So maybe he didn't agree with it, or maybe he held that's a chumra. That's not really the nachla of all people. But the Shulchan Aruch went all in, doubled down on that. Where? The Shalom Aleichem is brought down in Masechet Sofrim. No, I do not have an idea. I don't. Also.
Rav Penny.
Well, it was weird. I'm saying Shalom Aleichem. We're all hidden. We're all together. Well, why am I saying Shalom Aleichem to you? I don't know. My goal is not to answer all the problems. I just want to give a sort of gestalt sense of what's of the kishon. What?
Rabbi Rosenthal.
Okay, I got some questions from the. We'll take turns. We'll do a Zoom question, then we'll do a live audience. All right, who wants to go?
Rabbi Rosenthal.
Yes, Rabbi Burstein.
Yeah. So, Moshe Bedoro, Yiftach Bedoro. So yes. By Psak, we go by what it is now.
Yes.
How is it that we say that we're supposed to be talking about Chachma, but we're using an antiquated system? How do you reconcile that?
So the Ptolemaic system, the Ptolemaic system, insofar as mathematically, is accurate. I mean, so it's, until somebody writes the next Mishnah Torah, which everybody's welcome to do that if they can do that, But the in fact, there was a machlokes among between Shmuel and Rav Ad Bar Abba about which, in other words, even the Chachamim had, you know, what is the length of the year? Is it 365 days and 6 hours? And one guy had a, Rav Ad Bar Abba had a more precise, and that's within, down to the, there's a, after Chelek, there's a Rega. I mean, they got it down to, practically it's accurate. It's when the Yireach will go there. And remember, the Gemara in Shabbos does not limit it to the halachic when is Kiddush HaChodesh. It's when you should study the Tekufos and Mazalos. It's not limited to things. As far as the halacha is concerned, we have a system that works 100%. The fact that you can make a better model, Kusante, get it down to 0.000001, fine. But insofar as, because Lonin Natural Malchay Ashar is the fact that the Molad is going to be one microsecond more close or accurate, it's not really relevant halachically to us. But the Gemara Shabbos celebrates you to be Osek. Make the next paradigm, Kusante. No, there's no limit here. There's no limit. Question here? Anybody question here?
No, I'm okay. Saying, how do you explain that to somebody that, like you say, that the people don't understand it? How do you explain something to somebody that you're using this type of system?
So I would say that the as far as this model, I would say this model is factually accurate. I'll say like this. Halacha works based upon an observable reality. This mathematical model is exactly aligned with what you will see. It's sufficient for our halachic needs. But the motif that the Gemara Shabbos says, but a person should create an astronomical model, which is more precise and more clear and more aligned with the chacham that's out there. Those are two separate things. You know what I mean? Like, we're not concerned about that there is a bacterial bug on our salad, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You're saying it's a luckily true, significant. That's how I would address that question. I don't know if that's satisfying, but
like if they said pi was 3.14, it turns out it's
3.14159. Right, exactly. Excellent. Moshe Vestel brought a very good point. Now, for example, in the Gemara, they were able to bring out pi to 3.14. I don't know how many digits, 3.1. I think Rashi, whatever, the whole Rashi Tosos. But so the fact that we can bring it out an infinite amount of decimal points, it doesn't take away that they were accurate. But as far as the creating the system of halakha, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. All right, I want to bring this back to this is a shiur in Zecher Nishmas Ron Simon. And why I felt this subject matter is appropriate for him. Those who remember him, there are people in the audience who remember him. Ron was a person who loved abstract ideas. He loved ideas in many, many fields. Naturally, number one was language and philosophy and logic and science. And of course, all things Torah. He was very, very gifted. I heard we had the Leviah, Rabbi, Dave Markowitz says, called him a genius. He doesn't call everybody a genius, by the way. So you should know that. My father, Ron Simon called my father himself at age 14 to matriculate himself in Yeshivat Or HaTzafon in Seattle. And my father asked him, well, hey, do you know how to read Hebrew? I taught myself. And within 1 year, he was already up to grade level. He just Gemara, Mishnah, Halacha, Chumash, everything. My father coined the term of him, jokingly, that Ron, you know who you are? You're the Gon of Bellevue, Washington. So, he was a Gon in many, many ways. Of course, he received a PhD in linguistics, which is clearly a reflection of that. But that is amazing in and of itself. But what really, if you want to try, when you talk about a virtue of a person, you're trying to find what is the virtue that moves their nefesh. A person can learn Torah for all kinds of reasons. Okay, and we say mitok lo shma bo shma. But there are certain life experiences where your true identity becomes evident. So the Rambam has in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, Chayav B'Talmud Torah. Every Jew has to learn Torah. Ben Ani Ben Asher, whether you're poor, whether you're wealthy. Ben Shalom Bagufa, whether you're healthy, Bein Baal Yisurin, whether you are, have afflictions. And you have to learn beyond Lila. So Ron had many illnesses. He had to go to the hospital many, many times. Yet he kept learning. In fact, he would learn with his Chavrusa on this side over here till within a month of when he passed away, which is remarkable because when, you know, we've all had those days, you know, when you feel good and learning comes naturally, feels good. I'll give you a scene that everybody can appreciate. Imagine it's a Chatz Lashem, you know, going back into those who remember in the 80s and the 90s, Rebbe's going to give a big Shavua Shir. You know, you come in there, you're excited, you're prepared. Learning's easy. It's like it's going to be awesome. You're feeling great. You got a cup of coffee. You're with your chaverim. It's awesome. It's the Simchas Torah is just palpable. And then when you feel a little sick, things aren't going well in your life. It's difficult to open up a sefer. It's not so simple. It's very hard. But if you are a lover of chachma, you'll do it. And that's wrong. In fact, so to define it, define him, what caught my eye was a Rambam's quote of a mayor. That was Ron Simon. He was the Histakel B'maisav. And that, until in his, unfortunately, his short life, that really manifests himself in so many, many ways. And that gave him the koach to be able to deal with so many travails and tragedies. He was a Baal Yisurin. He learned. He enjoyed. Discussed an idea. And that unfortunately is a very rare person. Yehi Zichro Baruch. I'll take any other questions about the Kishro. I mean, I'm still in the sugya, so I'm not really to answer everything. Yeah, Moshe.
One point about science, Newtonian physics is taught in also and even in college.
Correct.
And that's a good place.
Yes.
So it's still being used today.
Correct, right. Just because a model has been shown to be lacking in certain ways, does that, its utility and its truthfulness is not lacking. So the fact that the Rambam hinges and the Gemara hinges the Kiddush HaKodesh on the Ptolemaic system is not a lack in the, because it's factually true. Now we now know that the sun does not go around the earth, but as far as he worked at a whole mathematical model that the results will be accurate. In other words, the moon will show up exactly based upon that system as they predicted will be. The Yesodos were not accurate, but the results are accurate. Say it again. Oh, so Ray Mann wanted suggested that particular point that he said that since it's about to appreciation, you know, it's when the process, in other words, it's when it goes from, that's why Ram asserts that really when should do it really when? The Yom Rishon. It's like I want to go to the Lashon again. Give me a second here. So the Lashon there, in lo berach alav b'layla rishon, yesh lo levarach alav b'shisha asar yom b'chodesh. He clearly views it's like a bidyevet, because you want to see the process of the moon coming into being. That shows the chachma in a much more nicker fashion. So the chachma is more nicker as it's coming in, as the chodesh being coming into being. The process of the Kiddush Levana, which is of coming into being, is that the Chachma is much more nicker there. If it's just a static disk in the sky, that's not really showing the process. The process is not it's going from the little sliver, slowly waxing and waxing and waxing. And if you have the mathematical model, you'll see that whole process that shows the Chachma in a much more nicker fashion. And that's why. And then we make the bracha on when the shavach is can be articulated in the most robust fashion. So that. So why not? I don't want to go back because it is based on the Kiddush. I mean, it's on the establishment of a new moon. We don't start the moon on the 15th day of the month. So it's again, we're trying to establish. It's not just okay, so. In order, remember the halakha is nestling a number of things here simultaneously. There is the astronomy per se, which your question is based upon. It doesn't make a difference, beginning, middle, end. But it's also creating a system of time, which is a sur meira from the Avodah Zarah and the Asay Tov of the Histaka B'maisa. And then having the system of the Mawado. So therefore, it's at the point of at the beginning when it becomes evident to the eye that the new process is beginning. That's more evident to the eye. Again, to the scientist, I don't think it makes a difference. But again, remember, part of this program is to help all Jew of every level. They should see the thing. So that it may be a factor of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you're also implying that like someone who's involved in like biology, like does appreciate God's talk. But it sounds like you're saying that the benefit of astronomy is not just limited to our world, the earthly world, but it's more universal. So it sounds like, so I guess my question is like, is even that kind of lacking versus someone who's learning astronomy? It's more universal?
Based upon the Rambam's hierarchy of Chachma, this is still Maisa Bereishit. It's still not Maisa Merkava. In other words, Ram has, there's Davar Gadol, Davar Katan. Davar Katan is all Halakha, the entire system of Mitzvot, Havayah Rova Navayah. And then above that is the Davar Gadol, which is Maisa Bereishit and Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is what we call metaphysics, the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And it's Ashkafa. So that really transcends all that. But you need to see the systematicity of a Chachma in this world first. So I'm not really qualified to say. I mean, the key thing is very evident to everybody's eye. Everybody can see the Lavana. Everybody has, in order, you need the Lavana. People are going to count time by the moon and the sun intrinsically. That seems to be the human condition. So therefore, it's a great way, it's a great avenue to bring Chachma to the people. Because people care about a calendar. That's a practical, you're taking from the practical world and merging them, not like an abstract guy. It's like saying, they can't make a mitzvah, everybody should be a scientist. That's not what the Torah is about. You know what I'm saying? So you say, well, later, call me for able to do biology versus astronomy. Because there's an awareness of the heavenly bodies have a huge influence on mankind. You know, just saying psychologically. So to move that from being the mystical to the chacham based is a major paradigm shift, which is, makes it a new society. I don't think that's true by a person who appreciates the DNA. The Chachmas Hashem is right there as well. I don't want to, but that guy. But they're talking about change. Notice that something is the Enya Amen. You know what I'm saying? What the nations will see. So I think that will have the Gemara seems to be suggesting that has a greater impact.
It's more universal for
everyone. Exactly. Say it again. Hashemayim Samim Kavokel. Exactly. Perfect. All right. There's a lot here. I just wanted, the goal here was to be able to give as the title was, the Kiddush Levana You Never Saw, is a different perspective on the Kiddush Levana, a basic idea of what the Jewish calendar is all about, a basic idea of Mekad Shiril Vazmanim, what the Kiddush Chodesh is about, and really, by the way, it's a different concept of Talmud Torah. Kimitzion Tesei Torah is talking about this. We don't view this as learning, really. It's something else. This is really, if the people who are the Torah Mada people, this should be their banner. Because this is talking about Histakel B'maisav is the math and the astronomy. That would be a big, it's a Kiyum HaNavas Hashem.
Same author.
I'm not saying what the order should be. I mean, the Rambam says it should be Davar Katan first. But I'm just saying that this is an important at least do it on the halachic level, the Kiddush HaKiddush level. You know, that basic level. First, I'm not talking about everybody has to be an astronomer. But I'm just trying to show there's a completely different paradigm of Yadus in totality, which is not something that we experience in our day-to-day living in the Jewish world. We just don't. Not yet. Okay, thank you so much for all the best, everyone. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.